Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is flying back to the U.S. after concluding his five-day trip to Asia. His last stop was in Tokyo. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that's where the president called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a global issue.
President Biden said there's a lot at stake in Ukraine.
The fundamental principles of international order, territorial integrity and sovereignty, international law, human rights, must always be defended, regardless of where they're violated in the world.
President Biden's talks with Japan's prime minister and his other Quad counterparts from Australia and India are aimed at countering China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region and come after the White House walked back Biden's remarks that the U.S. would intervene militarily if China were to invade Taiwan. The four leaders are pledging to stand together, but India's response to the Russian invasion has frustrated Western allies. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The human rights group Amnesty International reports that the use of the death penalty has increased over the past year. But Villa Marx tells us the long-term global trend continues toward fewer executions.
Amnesty recorded a 20% uptick in 2021 executions compared to the previous year, with increased figures from Somalia, South Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen. The group said Myanmar's introduction of martial law marked a, quote, alarming rate of executions, but both Sierra Leone and Kazakhstan introduced legislation to ban the death penalty.
Villa Marx reporting. In the U.S., five states are holding primary elections today. They are Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Minnesota, and Texas. In Alabama, Republican Congressman Mo Brooks is seeking the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate. He recently lost the endorsement of former President Donald Trump after Brooks said he was moving on from Trump's false claims of a stolen election. Michigan's primary election isn't until early August, but half of the Republicans who are running for governor might not qualify for the primary ballot. Michigan Public Radio's Colin Jackson explains.
New reports from the State Bureau of Elections allege the five campaigns fell thousands of signatures short of the qualifying threshold. That's after throwing out faulty signatures due to issues like fraudulent petition circulators and other errors. The reports say criminal charges could come, but at this time, there's no reason to believe campaigns were aware of signature fraud happening. Next, the Michigan Board of State Canvassers will decide whether to deny the candidates' ballot certification at a meeting later this week. The affected campaigns include that of former Detroit police chief and recent frontrunner James Craig. His campaign did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For NPR News, I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 481 points, or 1.5%. The NASDAQ is down 3.5%. This is NPR. California state lawmakers are proposing a bill to hold social media companies responsible for harming children who are addicted to their content. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok are accused of failing to protect minors.
The California State Assembly passed a bill on Monday that would allow parents to sue social media sites. Under the measure, the companies would face up to $25,000 in fines per violation. The proposal would not apply to streaming services or companies that only offer email and text messaging services. Earlier this year, lawmakers on Capitol Hill held hearings focusing on the harms of social media to young people, including content that promotes self-harm or eating disorders. Some technology companies argue the social media platforms would run the risk of not being able to host minors on their sites in California. If the bill becomes law in the state, it will take effect on January 1st. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry says the war in Ukraine should not stop the world from cutting its dependence on fossil fuels. Kerry is speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He says other nations should find ways to assist Europe with its energy needs, as some countries have been cut off from Russian fuel supplies. Several Middle Eastern nations are recovering from an enormous dust storm that hit yesterday. Hundreds of people were hospitalized, and numerous flights were grounded from Kuwait to Iraq. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.